Ladies and gentlemen, theys and thems, weavers and listeners all, welcome to another episode of Occupied with Stardust and Dragons, where we discuss the lore, character developments, the story thus far, and occasionally have the cast on to talk about themselves and their character. And guess what? We have not one, not three, but two on today. We have Miss Raina and Miss Max. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Feels good to be here.
Yeah.
So glad to have you guys. I love it when you guys are on. It's so much more fun than just us.
It really
is. You guys are boring.
Especially this episode, Heist Part 4.
Oh, man.
Because right? This was the Constant and Lyrax fucking was. Gig.
Yes, it was. We gotta see Constant kind of come out of the shell and start doing her thing. Mm-hmm. And Lyrax was just...
Hide him.
He was just beating the crap. He was killing things.
He was killing everything. Things, and then there was this big elephant, and he was like, nah, fam. He kind of left the room for a bit.
God, the elephant.
See ya, buddy.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep up. When,
like, do they pay you well enough to, like, pay this much attention? Just file some stuff while we do this.
Oh, man.
I just love
Maurice
the one-liner.
Was after Lyrax.
Yeah, bad. He was. Did and not I love like the bad. One-liner from Max is like, what happened to not helping? And just meanwhile holding a severed hand.
Yeah.
Oops.
Come on, you're not mad about this.
No.
He was right there. He could fix that.
But the best when Max, when you said I want to cut off his hand, Brandon's like, what?
he's not gonna let you do that.
you stumped him like immediately. He was like, but he surrendered and I need the hand.
Yeah. I didn't say he had a choice in the matter.
I mean, it felt like semantics at that point, you know.
Yeah,
just like,
especially after 29
I needed
damage.
A hand and I don't need him.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was I beheaded someone before this. This is like a step down.
Yeah. I didn't kill him. He's fine.
Yeah. I mean, you could sew it. Yeah, you could sew it back on. I mean, Maurice is there, right?
And Maurice is right there. Actually, I did end up keeping the hand. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no reference of putting it back. So
I put it in the freezer on the ship.
That's probably in the
that didn't
the
make the cut.
Episode.
That did not make the cut.
Oh, no.
I am curious.
I think it might be part of the next episode.
Yeah,
in that case.
Hey,
we gotta come
guys.
Back to that.
Spoilers.
Yeah, well, spoiler. I kept it put in the freezer.
We'll bring you back on for the next one.
Speaking of spoilers. Can you tell me what's going on in the future? Like,
oh, damn it, Pop.
No, Pop, no.
You know, no. I actually can't.
Yeah.
A lot goes down though. Like this is where things start kicking off, and it only keeps ramping from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, something happens. Something happened in like the last episode. I've never been more panicked as this character.
Tell me all of the plot threads for like the next like 15 weeks of everything.
Well, that would make for a very silly show.
Yeah,
so you already knew what was going to happen.
Exactly. We need the true reactions.
The true reactions.
You want to Madam Web it?
Yeah, Madam Web it.
I've heard so many bad things about that movie. It makes me want to watch it so much more.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, you haven't heard of Madam Web? Oh, man.
No, I'm not very in the know on things.
That's a new Marvel. Well, Sony Marvel, but
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be really, really bad.
Got you.
It's supposed to be horrible.
I picked that up from context clues just now, so yeah, that checks out.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's spawning a million drinking games as we speak, so we should definitely play one.
I can see that. Yeah, for sure.
We can do that.
High hopes for the weird obscure Sony Marvel movie they were making.
That could be the new segment on the podcast. The watch party drinking game.
Oh, I would be okay with that. Okay, now let me ask you this, and I wanted to know this about this whole heist. Whose idea was it for spider probes? Spider drones?
Drones? Yeah.
Fucking creepy ass spiders. Really?
I think it was Brandon or somebody on the writer's team.
Yeah.
It had to be.
I think Brandon, it was probably his baby, because he likes making horrific things.
Yeah.
I tried to imagine them like the touch comas.
Hashtag really.
See, yeah,
I thought they were cuter.
At first, I thought it was kind of like the Skyrim, you know, spider drones, like the Dwarder spiders. But then it just went fucking like really creepy, and you know, and then
they get worse every time he talks about
them. It does. And the sound effects get a little worse every time too.
Yes,
it's also true.
And it's like it seems to me that Brandon wants to describe this stuff in detail and just disturb everybody. And Christian's like, calm down. No.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, I never know if Christian's asking him to stop describing things for Vera's sake or for his sake.
Right.
I don't know either.
How purple was the pus?
I want to be disturbed. I don't understand.
I mean, to be fair, I also make a lot of things like that for my D&D games. Like, I don't know if you ever heard of a Bodak in 5th edition.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the most horrifying looking things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I have since used it like 2 or 3 times in campaigns.
It's okay. We actually, for our normal podcast, invented a worm that acted like the worms off of Star Trek II Wrath of Khan.
Oh,
in your ears and controlled you.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Like a mind flayer, but worse.
Right.
Yes.
And they're completely sentient.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So they control to make more.
Shameless plug right.
Was bad. Yeah, that's definitely.
That's horrible.
It was. It was great.
So if you're into watching horror movies and body horror and stuff, slash This Dungeon Is Occupied for Patreon.
I'll give you body
I'm
horror.
Not, yeah, but...
I love horror movies. I just can't stand things going in like ears and stuff.
Yeah.
Raina and I have like a back and forth on TikTok now where we see something horrendous and then we just send it to each other.
Like, this is worse than the last one. Here you go.
Yeah. Last thing you sent me was like a tongue flower.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell?
Like a rose, except all the petals were tongues. Yeah, you were about to say.
Oh, that's disturbing. Yes, that is disturbing.
I need to befriend y'all on TikTok. This is amazing.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Can we be friends on TikTok? I want to see it.
Yeah.
Sure.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis. I need this.
It was a Valentine's Day TikTok, actually.
Oh my
God. I was like, it's almost romantic.
It was almost there. You tried. There was
yeah.
To bring it back to the episode, we had some vent melting from Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
We had
which I don't think worked like he wanted it to work.
I don't think it did.
I don't think it worked like he wanted it to work.
It didn't ever come up. He just went from 0 to 100 immediately.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he snorted 8. You know. Fucking servings of crack, so it was just like stardust.
Yeah.
I feel like a good number of Brendan's plans don't actually work the way he wants it to, but he's just like, all right, we're still rolling with it, still on 10 next year.
Yeah. When I do,
I mean, both of the two short men have that.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I do love this idea of how the finer it is, the better your side effects are, like they don't happen as poorly for you. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, and actually, I'm hoping to see more of that, more of the Stardust use, because I'm really curious about it.
Well, they opened it up for a lot because Raina fucking made a scroll.
What the hell?
That was a big one.
Did you make a scroll or a spell?
A spell.
It was a spell.
It's so Raina, it's even more
scroll.
Than that.
We were trying to find a scroll, but
okay.
We could
so my question, and this could be completely off base, why didn't you say you could do that from the beginning?
Because it's the big secret.
You
don't
didn't
worry.
Want to
we asked her
it.
That question too.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I was wondering that because when she did it, I'm like, wait a minute. Why didn't she do that back on the freaking space station?
Yeah. She went.
We were trying to do it in secret. Cool.
She went from like in Heist Part 3 to the fuck around and find out with the screwdriver and stabbing the spiders.
Yes, which was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a, hey, by the way, I have this cool trick. welcome to the party.
I mean, it's like introducing yourself. Like, hi, I'm a stranger. I can make an atom bomb just like right now. Ignore that though. Because
it was just, it was really cool.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
It was,
and I was like, "Wait a minute, what's she doing?"
it really opens up a lot of possibilities.
Oh yeah,
for their
really
game
does.
and for mine at home. So I'm stealing that for sure.
Because that's one of our things. We steal everything. So Thanks.
Well, good luck balancing it.
See, we have a whole episode about how balancing doesn't matter.
You know, that's not... You're not incorrect.
Yeah. Because what we say is, like, if the power or the spell is, you know, not balanced at all, just balance the encounter. You know, just go on the other side. Right. You can see bigger and badder, you know, BBEGs or even just minions and stuff. If you're doing a level 20 campaign, you know, by the time you get to level 20, there's so much shit that they can do just rules as written, much less the extra spells that you find in like Unearthed Arcana and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it can be fun.
That's a fair point. I am always in favor of juicing my character so I can throw ridiculously hard things at them.
Mm-hmm.
But I always have trouble like making it hard enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the
hard part.
I think the whole Maurice thing was a shot at kind of. I honestly think that Brandon wanted to fuck you up.
He really tried.
He really tried really hard.
The roles were just in Max's favor, honestly. Well, most of the time.
Well, the Shield of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I mean, it just. You got a 22 armor class. It's hard to hit.
It's really hard, yeah. And it was just so fun because every time either Brandon would roll or Max would roll and you'd get the number and then you hear, okay, so.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah. But, you know, Brandon's always in favor of his monsters over us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we got to fight for our lives every day.
Yep.
they're his babies. They're my babies.
I mean, look, if Brandon didn't want us to fail, then he wouldn't have made the Dust Pirates attack at that moment.
I know.
That was so insane.
Oh, I really
it was a great, cool story, but like, we need to win.
I really thought that Lyrax knew the chick in the garage loading.
Oh, but yeah. I did too.
Because the way that Brandon was like leading up to it, and he's like, so you look at her and she looks at you and do I know this person? No. Oh, all right then.
Well, I'm less interested, I guess.
The more description, we're like, are we supposed to know this person? We're like, going through notes, like, does anybody know?
They're definitely going to come up later. You don't make that detailed of a description for somebody unless they're important.
Yeah, they'll come up eventually.
Or at least
I honestly think that all the pirates will, huh?
I said it, or at least the weapon will, because he made a specific point with her weapon.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was interesting.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
That was like a... They were a human or an elf or something, right? A tall person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember.
Common, but yes,
I know it's been a long time for you guys, but we just listened to this, so.
We could use another tall person. Lyrax is just like all by himself, being all tall.
Yeah. So. Pretty much always,
I really, I want a picture of Lyrax in the rust bucket with everybody else.
just like
standing on the ceiling like this, just like...
I love it.
It was like that for a few weeks there.
Or like the easy chair that they installed into the rust bucket for Lyrax. It's just like cocked to one side so that he can like lean.
Just sitting in it adjacent.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, at least you're a cat because, you know, they're like
water. I can really sit anywhere.
Yeah.
But Brandon is working on that, at least. Or not Brandon, Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is Brandon, without spoiling too much.
Yeah, say Brandon and Brendan 10 times fast.
I know.
When he announced his name was Brendan, I'm like, really?
Me too. I was like, you know, we're gonna do this for years, right?
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, so let's rein in towards the episode a little bit.
A little bit again. Yeah. One more time.
A little bit.
No. I don't want to.
Really, when the pirates started coming in and Lyrax was in his element.
Mm-hmm.
He was just sneak attacking, beating the shit out of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was
finally
great.
Using that gun.
Yes. Oh, that was a great shot too.
Hell yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, he one shot the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good shot though.
Yeah.
This is also true.
And then Brandon, of course, suffering trying to hold in 8 doses of Stardust. Crazy. Coked out of his mind. Yeah. As per Raina said several times.
Yeah. I love that when Brandon was like, so what was your stealth roll? He was like, what's stealth? I glow right now.
Yeah.
I'm radioactive right now.
It's their fault if they want to get in my way.
I love that Brandon actually let the spider drones attacking him kind of let go. He's like, well, yeah, some spider drones are going to come down. And it's like, they don't hit.
Spider drones like, I'm going to do enough to get this paycheck. Say I tried. And then
yeah. But after all that, what really got me, because there was a lot of stuff going on. Flipping constant. Of course, they get out. And you go straight to the laboratory.
Yeah.
And then... You know, of course, it's I got to do this now. So you start working, yeah. And Flip just kept talking,
Like,
all right. I'm like, all right, our options are limited. Maybe we can hitch a ride with these pirates or something like that.
Yep.
And Flip is like, the door.
Stop it, man.
I heard.
Tell them to back off.
Constant. I heard Constant get a little short. Well, she was like. Okay. Just went.
Yeah.
This is going on.
There's no scrolls.
We don't have a scroll. I can fix this. So just leave me alone.
So the worst case scenario, like we were discussing all the ways this heist could possibly go. And I'm like, it's going to go the worst one.
I just love that Brandon, you know, admitted that y'all were supposed to make friends with Maurice and it just didn't happen. It didn't work out.
Well, okay. So think about that. Behind the scenes look for you.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Jake. Was actually supposed to come on and play Maurice.
Oh, okay.
And that was his character, essentially. But as you know, that did not happen.
Yeah.
And I was therefore inclined to not trust him. So, out of game, I believe that if Jake had been there and like been an active NPC, I'd have been like, oh, we should buddy up with this band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a person.
Yeah, this is Jake. It's fine.
Yeah. But unfortunately, all the biases were there because
yeah
it was just Brandon being an elephant.
I don't know. For a listener, it worked out better this way. I
think so. It's kind of an iconic scene at this point. Me just getting slammed around.
Yeah,
and trying to.
How's negotiations going? Clash. It's going great.
They're doing great. They're awesome.
The way you just had
everything's good.
An elephant now.
Yeah, elephant noises happening.
Yeah.
When Maurice charged you and barely missed you, and it was like the anime, just sparks flying, fly back 5 feet from each other, just huge collision.
Yes.
That needs to be a picture or something. I would love to see that. Just
could
the red
probably get AI
electrical.
To do something about that.
Yeah, red Mission. Electrical with the blue just colliding.
It was very cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
What color would Lyrax's like power aura be?
It's red.
It's currently red. Yeah. It's mixed with gold.
Okay.
And certain things. Gold. But yeah, a lot that's of nice, red nice. Electricity.
I can see the gold.
Back then very it was just gold. Red.
During that, yeah, he definitely had a Darth Vader moment.
Yeah. Yes.
And y'all made mention of that for sure.
Yes. Yeah, Brandon said your Darth Vader moment. Yes, that was
yeah,
great.
my weapon was glowing with red energy. It was just sitting there. It was nuts.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But when Constant was going and doing the stuff with the whirlwind, with just like it looked like you were just in your native habitat, like you were just working it. And I've never heard Constant be so confident.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like she was in her groove. It was great.
We're working on getting that energy outside of the lab, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It was.
So many things keep happening.
Like I will admit, I listened to this episode a little earlier. Let's do it before everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't wait for you guys. Let's do it. For Lyrax and Constant just go nuts. It's great.
Go nuts.
It's a very heavy episode for both of us.
It really was.
Yeah.
But
no, I thought honestly that heist narratively went amazingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No notes. Flawless.
Yeah. Good job. No, it was a Point Break, a D minus, like all of it. Yeah.
Looks at all the mistakes. No notes. No. Yeah.
The second episode of the heist.
We planned it.
I don't think there were any mistakes. We reacted very well to our situations.
In the first time.
Car ride home.
Well, there was a mistake. Constant.
Yeah.
But we talked about that. When
Brandon asked Christian, says, you know, how does Brandon feel? Just rage of all the things that have gone wrong.
I can't talk to them because they won't understand, and Flip's busy. So.
Yep.
The frustration in his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were all very in character of us, but we were all pissed off, I think, by how things were going.
Yeah.
We're just like, God. Not a single thing.
And Flip's the calmest one, and he kneecapped somebody. So, like,
yes. That's true. Stuck a finger in, high stress, whirled it around. Yeah. I mean,
calm by our standards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have a plan with a team full of loose cannons and just.
But to his credit, I mean, when they were in with Constant in the lab, you know, they Flip wasn't really yelling or like, you know, Constant, you really need to do this. As soon as Constant got snippy, he was like, okay, I'll give you as much time as I can.
That's it. Yep.
It's the best one it could have been in the lab with there.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, for sure. He has that. He can calm. He can be calm. It's like, as long as it's clean.
Yeah.
If it's dirty, you're messed. You're just fucked. It's just not going to happen. But man, it was great. It was, really was a good ending to the heist.
It was.
When you guys came up with the whole camera thing, trying to figure out.
Oh, know, yeah. All no, the... That was so funny, though. Because they get there and, you know, like, oh, we're going to delete the video. And it's like, oh, the video is already sent off to HQ. And they're like, oh, all right, well.
Great. As we wanted.
So our crimes were live streamed. Cool.
Yes. And then there was like a discussion / mini argument of like, okay, well, Constance's spell is concentration, so she's out there. They know her.
Yeah.
But Lyrax kind of, you know, disguised a little bit of falling elf flesh off the sides there. Flip in his ninja suit. He's like, I'm good. And Brendan was still on his 8 doses, so he was like, fuck it, I'm doing whatever. Yeah.
Tweaking in events.
It was, and then like the whole, what was the whole Flip thing about putting the suit in the escape pod and getting it out?
He wanted the distraction for either the pirates or for Aurora.
I think it was for Aurora, but Aurora was already down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aurora was out.
And they, you know, their backup was coming, but it wasn't quickly, so
no,
yeah,
just see, right.
It kind of becomes a theme with Aurora eventually. I feel like
I just, do love that we did show up a little bit in the episode, by way of reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was like, I'm gonna put the suit in there as long as they didn't put their fucking names on
I've
it.
Only
like, well,
oh, by the way, Jeebus would have put his name like right across
absolutely.
The butt.
I've only showed up by reference, so it's fine.
And that corrects.
We get there. Post heist, yeah. Next 2 episodes.
Oh, and the biggest thing, the probably highlight of the whole thing, is one of those fucking taser nets actually hit somebody.
It did.
Yeah.
And Max, you really screwed the pooch there, because you were like, yeah, it's never going to happen.
Never going to hit.
Like 10 minutes later.
I mean, it was really a taboo. That shouldn't have happened.
And of course, it hits Flip.
Yep.
Jinxed it immediately.
Yeah.
And Raina, you were great, because Constant was like, well, I can't attack him because that worked out so well the first time.
Everything works out so well the first time. What do you mean? This is
And I have to ask, your investigation has to be through the roof. You're the only one that can investigate out of everybody.
Yeah, it's one of my 3 skills.
Nice.
I could just, like, the whole episode, Brent is like, roll investigation, 22, 26.
I am perceiving.
Yeah. I am perception. What are you talking
about? I'm webbing it. We're bringing it back.
Hey, there it is.
And Christian needs to stop talking because he's not good at it.
Seriously.
Brandon is not good at talking.
He had the best lines and just rolls twos on those charisma checks. And you're like, all right, well, you tried.
Yeah, but... he was never built for it, but Christian's an actor, so he wants to talk.
Yeah.
He does, and he's good at it, too.
He's good at it, but the his character is not.
His character is horrible.
Yeah. So what he needs to do is Christian needs to be like, hey, we should say this, Lyrex.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I don't think he's ever tried to... Maybe more recently he might have, but like there was a very distinct lack of deferring to Lyrex talking to anybody for a while.
And you've got like a +7 or something in that.
Yeah, I was like, hey, should I hail the ship and let them know? Talking to him.
Everything's fine.
We coming.
All right. Nothing suspicious.
Yeah.
So.
Excuse me, friends.
Another big question I want to know. Did Chunk die?
Yep.
So I thought.
He sure did.
This iteration of Chunk
has
been retired. It's been a little discontinued.
We can make another one. The triplets are there. It's okay.
We can refurbish him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little behind the scenes for the listeners. When we came back, because we weren't there for the heist.
Yeah.
Me and Illidan and Pup, we weren't there. You know, of course, we're Reedus, Jeebus, and Cletus. So... when we came back, we were all talking before we started playing, and somebody said something about Chunk dying. And the whole time, me and the other dude were like, oh, they're giving us so much good dirt. We're finding out what happened.
I remember that, yeah.
And they said, Chunk died. I was like, wait a minute, what?
And then Brandon's face going,
oh. Oops.
That stopped me. So yeah. I heard when he died when Brandon took 8 doses of Stardust.
Yep,
he lost all his shit. They popped from the magic surge. So,
yeah.
Yes, folks, Chunk did die, but I'm from the things, it sounds like it's not there's another iteration to come. So, I'm looking forward to that.
That's a cool thing about the Stardust, too, is that Brendan was able to vomit some of it up and therefore, like, save himself from instant
dying.
Yeah.
Dying. I've heard him, hard people, all of you guys kept saying he is coked up to the gills.
We were just like, why did he do that?
Yeah. Eight. And he was on it to blow up this ship. He was like, all right, guys, where are you at? How's the status
get
going?
Get to the ship. I'm going to blow this up.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm
going
to Hulk out. Get out.
We're fine.
He's none like, of my hand glows. Captured. Okay, I put my hand back down. But my hand glows, and okay, I put it back down.
Yep. You have 30 seconds to get back the chip. Stall what? Him. We're busy.
Yeah. The man's doing a thing.
It's like, oh my God.
I love it when he called for status, his hand glowing, calls for status, and flips like, stop.
Yeah.
Whatever you're thinking, just stop.
And I do love
that was the first time we did the synthesizing Stardust. We didn't do a trial run or anything, so that was
no. Fun. And you only have 2 chances. Which the first one didn't work, and then you know we got lucky on the second one.
The way I was praying over this dice.
What was truly hilarious to me was when she finished doing it, when Constance finished. She started taking notes.
Yeah,
just forgot everything else. Started taking notes.
Not now.
Just
and alarms and explosions. She's like, "Oh, wait a second, shit, we need to go." And she's like, "Flip, we're done. Let's go."
I did like Brandon's description of that, of like Constant just having this like pure peace for a half a second. You know, it's all quiet, and then shoosh, a net goes over your head. You're like, "Oh, hey, I'm back."
It was masterfully said.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the
unlike
best was
what I just said.
Was Flip was like, well done.
Just all right. Yeah.
Good job. Let's go. I prefer the vents.
Oh, God. One of my favorite reactions of Flip to any serious thing happening. Like, I'll have to message you guys after that episode airs. I need to know the reactions to it.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. We're open book, so
yeah.
Oh yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're gonna be listening to the next episode, the post heist, after this recording. We'll start listening to that. So
yep.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Group will listen along.
Well, it won't be tonight, but it's going to be. Okay. We have it uploaded to our Google Drive, and we get to, gotcha. For the listeners who don't know by now, but we get to listen to it early so that way we can record these episodes and, you know, not be doing it a day after they air.
And you're lucky too.
Yeah, we are lucky to do it. It's awesome. Yeah.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And we actually get sometimes we get some of the back, you know, the backstory, because we get not quite the full cut sometimes.
Yeah. So we don't get the final edits half the time. Here's the second draft. It should work. You're like, okay, cool. Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit extra.
Pause up, like, cut that out.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even sometimes, you know, we made mention of it in the part two episode with Max, that even Christian was like, yeah, we're going to cut that out. And Max was like, no, we're not.
Yep.
Shout out Critical Role.
I was picking fights that we couldn't pay. But, you know, it's all in jest.
It was great.
It was great, though. And every time we bring up Critical Role, I always say, hi, Matt Mercer, because we need to interview him. So, you know, hey.
Yeah.
So, you never know. You never know. It might happen one of these days.
Shit.
It's like liking somebody's Instagram post from 6 years ago. Just like, hi, Matt. You've been doing it for years, and you finally get to meet him. It's like, oh.
Yeah. It's about that. Oof.
Did you know I've been a fan forever?
We never thought we'd get this far. Hello.
Oh, boy. So, well, I think that the whole video thing is going to come into play later.
Oh, yeah.
Which, oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
The video, so, the pirates are going to be are coming back for sure.
At some point, they have to.
I made good relations with them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, she didn't shoot you. So there's that.
Yeah. That's true.
She didn't.
So they're practically besties.
Right.
Yeah.
Brennan's like, let's help Aurora so we can get good browning points. I'm like, what?
Yeah. No.
Everybody's like, where everybody looks the hand in Lyrax's hand.
Yeah.
It's like, it's probably not going to go good.
Yeah. I think it's a bit too late for that.
it wouldn't have worked out regardless.
Yeah. I mean, and really,
we're on their ship. We're not supposed to be.
Yeah. And how else was it going to be if you didn't cut his hand? Are you just going to drag the captain of the guard around? Here, unlock this.
Hey, come with me.
Yeah, no.
That just put a collar on him.
I would not have gotten out of that situation if I hadn't done that. So I feel it was justified.
I do.
It was definitely justified.
That Brandon was like, yeah, so it sounds like Maurice quit. And Max was like, no, he didn't. There's no way. And then the captain's back.
Also, like, oh, if it had been any other member of our crew that was in that situation, I don't know if they would have gotten out either.
That's true.
Just because of the stealth and the and the disengage and all that. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, and players, folks, listeners, if you want to know how to run a rogue with disengage, listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Because that is how you do it. It was beautiful. Yeah. I mean,
there's and the feline agility, all of that. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That is, you got it.
The red lightning feet.
Out of here. Man, that you use it at the most opportune times too.
And I mean,
hey, a lot of times Brandon says some shit on the enemy's turn, and I'm like, oh, I guess like, I'm bonus actioning this turn.
Guess he's not going to be around for that.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I had my channel divinity back in the like when we were fighting the assassin dude.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't use it ever because I had I had to keep bonus action in a round. It was very upsetting.
Yeah. But you got to use it this time, and it worked out in your favor. So,
although and then you
used it, and you're like, oh, shit, I should have waited.
It was a very, very cool moment.
Yeah.
I will give it that.
But kudos to you guys.
The way
you guys use not only your character sheets, like, you know, the spells that are typically not used for combat, like alarm spells and thaumaturgy go constant, but using your surroundings and stuff, and, you know, like Chunk having the ever flowing smoke grenade or whatever it was, smoking bottle, you know, reminding Brandon, like, oh, hey, this whole area is just filled with smoke, right? Yeah, that's like 3/4 cover. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That gives disadvantage, right? Yeah, okay, great. Perfect.
Gotta use every ounce of the environment. Like, what's around?
I'm a black furred Leonin. It's gray smoke. Is that camouflage? Do I just stand?
Maybe Maurice has allergies. Maybe the smoke is fucking with his allergies.
Right?
Please?
The way you guys actually play your characters, and it's not always like, you know, raw fight, fight, fight.
Yeah.
There's times for that. But, you know, when you're level 5 or 6 and you're facing a level 9, let's get the fuck out of there. Yeah. You know, that's not going to work.
There a room
it's not going to go good.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Is that one of those special doors? Because I'm in it.
I knew exactly where you were going with it, too, because you asked, like, hey, does Maurice have a tattoo? No. Great. All right.
Yeah. I need him to not have one. Thank God.
Yeah. I love when we're in, like, an encounter and like we don't know the thing that we're fighting, and like the first hit's like, all right, it does like 48 damage, like, right,
so yeah,
you are much higher level than us.
Yeah.
We need to go.
Or when you're like, hey, does a 19 hit? No. Like, oh shit.
No, thank God.
About that.
Brandon was getting frustrated. He's like, 19 hit? Nope. God damn it.
What about a 21? Just missed.
Just barely. Yeah, there's a lot of like 19s and 21s and shit.
Yeah.
In that particular combat. Yeah. I think Brandon was upset because he thought Maurice wasn't like menacing. Mm-hmm. Like, no, bro.
No, he's menacing.
So scary. Yeah.
I was terrified.
Why do you think I'm going with my A game right now? I am terrified.
Yeah.
No, Maurice was scary as shit.
Yeah.
I just love Brandon's comment. He's like, I'm rolling high. It's just you have a 22.
The rolls are fine.
Shield of faith. That shield of faith that saved your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what Lyrax is all about, is he's quick and he's hard to hit. Those are his main combat advantages.
And then
comes in handy.
Otherwise, I have 3 spell slots. And not a lot of health.
I can't wait. I don't think at this point, I don't think you've used a divine smite yet.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
No, one was used.
Oh, one?
Yeah, you used divine smite against the Aurora captain, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Max about the divine smite.
Yeah.
I was kind of waiting for, like, I guess. I guess because everything else was so big that it skipped my mind. But I was expecting like the first Lyrax Divine Smite to be hella big, because it's like Divine Smite and Sneak Attack. And
no, it was a one shot to the Aurora Captain. It was big.
Oh, it was that shot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did a Smite before as well, to try and... I took out that robot when I critted him.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but man,
the robot. That's...
The robot.
Remember the robot.
Remember back then when things were simpler.
In his hand.
Now that Constance on, I did love your scene when you were blinking in and out of existence with the invisibility spells. And the robot missing every single net. And the line of just, well, they're aimed for higher people, for the taller creatures.
Yeah, criminals are usually taller. Let's
And then
when Brandon went back to you, like, yeah, so invisibility is a concentration, and yeah, cantrips are spells.
Yeah.
Like, it was plot armor. Like I said, they're just blinking in and out of existence.
Plain and simple.
Pass it by. It's fine.
That's the thing, because when the DM forgets, it happens.
Yeah, I mean, the entire table. Yeah, the entire table forgot. So
yeah totally I was fine. Listening back to the episode. I was like, oh, she can't be using thaumaturgy like that. Not invisible.
I was
anymore.
Thinking the same thing. I was like, why do they keep saying she's invisible?
They just cut out.
They're just looking right over her.
No, they cut out every time that she said, "I recast invisible." Every time was it was just cut out. That's fine.
Thaumaturgy invisibility.
Yeah.
Well, that just, it proves to the new players that accidents do happen. We don't remember everything every time.
Yeah.
We're not all Matt Mercer.
Yeah.
I can't remember all that shit all the time.
Well, and I mean, to Matt Mercer's credit and to our listeners' credit for not knowing everything, it's Matt Mercer's literal job to know everything.
Yeah.
He just gets to sit around by his fireplace and do voice acting and remix the DMG all the time.
Yeah. I love how we just imagine Matt Mercer with a fireplace sitting in there.
No, it's it is actually canon. A book. Marisha.
Got like a robe and wine.
Yeah, they've done that episode on their YouTube channel. So, yeah. They do have a fireplace in there. And a gorgeous dog. But yes, it is his job to know everything.
Yes.
So don't beat yourself up when you're like, oh shit, I forgot that thing. Like it happens to
it
all
happens,
of us.
It happens, man. It happens to all of us.
And okay. It's validating too.
Yes, it is.
So
and then at the end of the episode, I mean, you guys got back on the ship after Brendan threw up a pile of stardust.
Yeah. And Flip was like, not the carpet. He's like, no, not on the carpet. I didn't do that. It's right before.
I knew better than that.
I am poked out, but I will remember to get a trash can.
Right.
Don't want to upset my life partner.
I cannot wait for
they fight
the
that so bad.
They really do. Well, Christian
they try.
Does. I feel like Dan is like, whatever.
They're Dan's married.
They are married.
I mean, yeah. He's been living together for a long time.
It's gonna happen. Yeah.
Yep. It's called common law.
Yeah. Yeah. They're space common law.
They were roommates.
Yeah.
And they were roommates.
And they were roommates.
And I hope they listen to this. I know, it's right? Gonna happen.
Shout out Christian.
They were
yeah. But I cannot wait for the next episode where there's obviously going to be a discussion that happens of
yeah.
all the shit
oh,
that went down.
A discussion.
God.
Yeah.
A
discussion.
It's a fun one for everybody.
There's two, actually.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Lot to discuss.
Yeah. Lot to talk about, turns out.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
The road trip just got complicated.
Yeah.
So to end the episode, since we usually do NPCs and last time we did a BBEG with Max, this time since we've opened up this new lore, what would be the components to a spell? Like what's your favorite spell?
Ooh, my favorite spell.
Favorite spell. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting Ooh. Question.
Because, I mean, there's obviously a lot of them, so hard so, to pick yeah. just one. But, like, Mulder. What's one that, like, maybe sticks into your head? It may not be your favorite, but, like, what's one that you have, like, I remember when I used this.
Raise the dead.
Invisibility.
Invisibility. I like, what was the one? I think it's just the way that we described it, but, like, identify
okay.
In...
Okay. Because
you made like this crazy blood ritual.
Yeah. So what would be a good, because obviously we're using Stardust to make these spells. So I mean it would probably have to be a refined Stardust, like maybe, you know, steal some more Aurora Stardust. But what would be good some stuff. Of the other components of that? Would you just be using the components of the actual spell identify? Or would it be some fun, flavorful stuff? I don't actually remember the components to identify.
I don't either.
It was like a pearl and like the feather of like an owl or something.
Is it?
How the hell do you remember that?
I'm
stuff?
Gonna fact check because you on that one.
Yeah. Is a pearl worth at least 100 gold and an owl
that?
Feather?
Yeah.
How the hell?
Because in the little blood ritual, we put the pearl like. Or like we put the feather in there and then like we use blood to like write the components or whatever of the and it was all in Fate's End. It was a fun time.
I like that. I like that though.
That's when it's like a trance like, yeah. to start writing down the details of whatever.
I forgot. What was your character's class in Fate's End? I only watched a little bit of it.
She was like a rogue sorcerer or something.
Something.
A multi-classed, okay. Something. Yeah, with magic.
Okay. But yes,
rogue magical person.
I like that though. So we've got the owl feather, the pearl, a little bit of blood, and some stardust, and you now have a stardust and dragons identify spell.
And a whole eyeball.
And a whole eyeball.
That's actually pretty cool. I like that.
Do we use components in it when we do? I don't think we do. I think it's just the straight stardust and science. Stardust and science.
I have no idea.
Although I'm sure it's kind of like a witchy magic. Where are you going to find a pearl
worth 100 gold pieces ever?
I imagine it's like a kind of witchy science. We just have like a shelf. It's like a pearl's over there.
Let me just pull out my apothecary closet.
Also, quick question: If you go to a merchant and you were like, "This pearl, can you make it? Would you give me 100 gold pieces for it?" And they're like, "Yeah, I'd give you 100 gold pieces for it. It might not be worth that much, but here's 100 gold pieces for it."
I think there's a distinction. Even if you pay that much for it, it has to be
certain size
value. Yeah. There's a standard economic thing that doesn't revolve around inflation, apparently.
Right. Magic knows.
Yeah. Magic knows.
Magic.
Like, that's a cheap ass pearl. Get it away from me.
Actually, I like the way that
would be so constant, fun.
That Raina, that you described it when you were making it. You said it was like the two same sides of a magnet being pushed together and just fighting each other before it comes together and it becomes the spell.
And the sound effects of the and it was completed. It was so good.
It's a very volatile process.
Yeah. But hey, thanks for coming on, guys. We will appreciate it. Some more in the bonus content. But just to segue into the Patreons, this dungeon is occupied on patreon.com and Speakeasy Productions for the Stardust and Dragons Patreon. Speakeasy is their parent company. And there are now multiple tiers. It used to just be the $5 tier, but they have multiple tiers with extra bonus content and all kinds of fun goodies. So go check them out as well. Their link will also be in the doobly-doo down below. And with that, remember to check your dungeons, because this dungeon is occupied with Stardust and Dragons.